Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is
all
now.
By any means.
By all means necessary, we're going
Rock
to get
our
it.
Lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your
hey, Adam and I to what up. I've been a click.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against. You're trying to bring me down.
Tonight, we're doing a special show.
I got a special guest, my VIP, Looney Tunes. Y'all can follow him on Twitter, LT1, you know what I'm saying, and show love and join in. Maybe we'll still talk about sex toys. Maybe we'll start talking about something else. I don't know, but let me see. Yeah, we got him on the line now, so I'm going to go ahead and open the mic and welcome Mr. Looney Tunes and Mr. Demel to Philly Shine Radio. As soon as my computer acts like it wants to act right. Let me see. This we had gone through earlier tonight. Let me put on my serious voice. Blog Talk, fucking work. I snap on you. All right, hold up. Starting to become clear. I can see, I can see, I can see. Demel, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you got your sexy. All right, Looney Tunes, you got to have your sexy voice on, too. You got to say, hey, Anna.
What is Dolphin it?
I don't got a dolphin. I want one, though.
It's dolphin somewhere swimming in a bunch of water.
Right? Yes, yeah, it's a real cute thing, dolphin is.
That dolphin is somewhat deep sea diving.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then how about my, this other girl, is she Femi? Is she, I don't know how she pronounces with the real shit. I just have her, I've heard other people say a lot of different things, but I never met her personally. But you follow her on Twitter, ESHEFEMI. She just said she like her rabbit. So I'm going to Google a rabbit because I don't know what that is either. I'm so uninformed. Lady J, it's your fault. I know what a bullet is, and I know what a couple other things is, but a rabbit? What is a rabbit? And I know when I Google a rabbit, all I'm going to see is little cuddly bunnies or whatever. But you're going to try it anyway. Rabbits.
All these they're naming it after all these animal names.
I got somebody
that'll be interesting to the call.
Oh, well, join
in there. I'm an adult porn star.
Oh, well, tell her to call on in.
I think she just followed, though.
She's following. What's her name on Twitter?
Miss Lovely Black.
Oh, the bunny is the same thing as the rabbit.
The rabbit?
I mean the rabbit is the same thing as the dolphin. Yeah, they're the same thing. So it's pretty much. Oh, see, and this the pearl. See, what she was saying was it got a little head like a man. Then it got a little ball with some pearls in it, and it twirls around. Oh, so it's the same thing. Rabbit and the dolphin, the same thing. I got it. I just heard the one that T-Sweet showed me earlier was blue, and it looked like a dolphin. But then when I looked it up, it's both the same thing. A rabbit and a dolphin is the same thing. I learn something new every day.
What you got?
The question is, what she done ordered?
What am I about to order off this website right here? We sell rabbits and dolphins.com. It don't interest me. You know what I mean? I like that. I like using my pussy. Those are my toys. That's my sex toys. You know what I mean? Those are my sex toys. And the dolphin is the same thing.
And so I got another question.
Since you must be
talking about sex and everything, and you probably got the, you know, it's some women that do be causing it so they like women. So when they see you in public, and after they hear your show and see your public, how they respond to you?
Yo. Well, sometimes it is hard, you know what I mean, dealing with women, you know what I'm saying? It's one girl, I don't mind how she flirts with me or whatever, because she my homie and shit, but some of them I'd be like, all right, just buy a ticket, you know, like, because I always got something to sell. You know what I mean? I could just, you know, change the subject or, you know what I mean, turn them into something else. Like I'd be like, yo, you know what I mean, buy a ticket or call in the radio show, come to my next show. Or, you know any hot artists? I try to handle it, you know what I mean, like a public figure would, I guess. I don't get too offended or too angry like I used to growing up, but I don't mind. Not to say bitches come fuck with me, but I'm just saying I could deal with it. I'll tell you some shit. Bitches fuck with me. In other words, I got shit to sell. It ain't pussy, so whatever. I don't know if girls buy it, though. I never, you know what? That'll be something if a bitch ever coming to me like, yo, like some of these guys, yo, guys nowadays, they act like tricking is legal. And they just walk around with their freaking money on their hip, just bothering women. Like, cut it out. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on. That shit is not a job. I don't fuck with nobody who try to get me caught up in anything that could get me booked. No, thank you. I got a son to take care of. But yeah, definitely I appreciate everybody who come to me. And it's mostly men, you know what I mean? It's mostly men. It ain't a lot of women. It's probably like 3 girls or whatever, total career.
That's why the men call, because they be like your topic. And once they see you on the street, they feel like they that man.
Yeah.
No. To them shoes.
But, yo, it's a real shit. No, I keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, when a person see me in person, like even you can see like my pictures, I'm like, I look kind of mean or whatever. In person, it's probably like multiplied by 100. So I intimidate a lot of people. Niggas don't fuck with me. Niggas don't fuck with me. I give them that grill like, pussy.
Well, really? So So, would you feel like a man gay if he had a dildo? He fucking you with a dildo and fucking you with a dick?
Hell yeah, that's gay. The only reason why I think, and I said it earlier when we had the show, when we were on earlier, you know what I'm saying? One of my family members actually told me that she was having sex with somebody and, you know what I mean? He took the dildo out of her stuff and put it in his mouth and was just putting it back in her stuff and then putting it in his mouth. And I'm like, I would have been like real irked. Like, my whole shit would have probably shriveled up and started getting dry. What the fuck is going on with this man right here? Because I mean, ew. Yes, ew. Like, super ill, yuck, stink. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do. I would probably black out. I've actually had that done before. I've had but he was a Caucasian. You know what I mean? This was my younger years, you know what I mean? Or whatever. My sweetheart wanted to surprise me, you know. If y'all listened to Philly Shop Radio, y'all would have heard the story. I think I shared it in like 08 or something, but you know, it's happened, and I blacked out on him, you know. Nigga fashion. I fucking blacked the fuck out. I blacked out. It was like, what, nigga? He was a white man. I called him a nigga and everything.
What?
Who the fuck you think he is, nigga? Like, cut it the fuck out. But no, it's all cool, you know what I mean? For the most part. I'm be good though. But I just don't think a man should wanna touch another thing that looks like a dick. Unless it's his dick, you know?
Oh, okay. Only on the honest show.
Now I got some questions for Looney Tunes.
Wow.
Looney Tunes. I still remember how we had that groupie show and he called in or whatever. I want to, you know what I mean, know right now because, like, have the groupies, has it escalated? Have they grown? Like, have you found yourself extra new groupies, like, in this past year that you've had or whatever? Because, like, I seen on Twitter, I mean, on Facebook, I'm sitting there commenting, I think, I forget what I said, but then a girl like, yeah, you better be good. And somebody else like, uh-huh, yeah, whatever. So I was just like, oh, shit, who is this woman? Fuck out. I ain't trying to get my head pulled because I can kick a bitch ass. She can pull my hair off, she was kicking her ass. You laughing.
Where are you at?
I don't know. You got him on the line. He not on the line? Yeah, I'm about to, we about to get Looney Tunes back on the line. I got him. I got him. I'm going to play some music while we get him on. I thought he was kind of quiet. You didn't even know, Janelle.
Yeah, because he usually laugh.
Huh?
He'll laugh.
Well, while we get ready to get Looney Tunes on the line, I want to give a shout-out to Bianca Josh on Twitter. Had to be the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in a video this past year. Like, makeup amazing, rhymes crazy, outfits crazy. Popping bottles, I think. I'm going to figure out what the link is on YouTube. Hopefully I get the song ASAP to play it on Philly Shine Radio. But I got to show some love to Bianca Josh. Everybody looking banging. New video produced by Big Face Dunny. I'm going to play this track also. My homie Big Brand got a banging video out doing the song to side of my fucking thugged out ass homie Big Brand. This is your called Keep Talking. Check it out on Twitter. I mean on YouTube. Keep Talking official video. Big 2G's Brand.
Let's go.
Yeah. Don Mega, what's good, bro? We headed straight to the top. Anybody looking for me, tell them look up. Y'all go ahead and keep talking, man. We gon' keep counting. Y'all think y'all know me out there, man. Questioning the decisions I make. Listen, I do me, you do you. I talk money, you talk gossip.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We bout the business, we can work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong.
Say whatever, but you know I'm about cheddar. You can hate my lyrics, knowing deep inside I'm better. You can say I never make it to the flashy lights. All my songs is all ass, Cherokee and tight. You can say it's no way that I can make a mill. Like I picked the wrong case, deal or no deal. You can say I'm never gonna restart them, but that's like saying ain't no dealers out in Harlem. You can say I'm gonna fail, why I keep going? The best comes to those who wait, tell her keep blowing. You can say I dream big, it'll never happen. That day'll never be, my response is wait and see. You can say soon I spend my life in shackles. Can't control my attitude, but lately I've been being cool. You can say them bullets about to test my flesh and bones. The payback is coming, well listen, I ain't running.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We bout the business, we can work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone.
You could say I waste my talents playing dope dealer and doing niggas grimy. The wait was perfect timing. You could say that's fucked up how I left my wife and turned around, had kids with my man wife. You could say that's crazy how I had the block popping. Only my thing to eat, competition put to sleep. You could say that's dirty how I burnt my closest friends. Ain't do it spiteful at the time, I was low on ends. You could say at one time I was lost, mixing all kind of drugs, not even knowing who I was. You could say things change, I ain't the same, but that's only cause I grew from kid games to a main. You could say I'm crazy, always put the bus on. That's only cause I'd rather stay on earth and kill y'all. Then cut the story short, say what you want about me. It only makes me tougher, I'm really glad you doubt me.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We about the business, we gon' work it out. We about to kill him, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I'ma have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. We don't need your help, we can see you on top. Till it, we ain't gon' stop.
Shout out to everybody on the line with us tonight. Getting money is what we talking about. We talking it after dark. Twitter shit. Special edition Philly Shine Radio. We talking about sex toys. We talking about dykes. We talking about everything. You know, press the one. We'll definitely open up your mic and we can share some of this topic. Talk some more. Tonight was just a special edition show because earlier we got cut off and disconnected, so I had to bring it back for another hour, get in this topic, and also show some love to my ex-squad DJ family member, Looney Tunes, you know what I mean? Follow him on Twitter, LT1. Now, if you want to join in, please press the number one. Your call will go to the top of my switchboard, and I'll open your mic. But I definitely welcome everybody to just listen and have fun with us. But, like I said, press that one and I will open your mic. Demetro, you got my Looney Tunes back? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh. What y'all doing, Demetro?
I'm calling and ain't answering.
Ooh, see, that's the shit I be talking about. Told you his groupies escalated since last year. There's nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with the groupies. But don't try to make me jealous, Mr. Looney Tunes. Like, no, I was here first. I had him first. y'all know one thing. I do show love. And like I was saying earlier, wait a minute, I got her link. For my girl Bianca Josh, her new video is called "Bottles in the Air." Bianca J, definitely crazy video, really, really beautiful, too pretty. What you about to say to me? You sound like you're about to cut me off. Hello.
I'm still here.
No, I thought you was about to cut me off and say something. Tell them to. It's cool. I'm about to play.
I think it's something wrong with his phone.
Oh, no, I'm here, bro.
Oh, my bad.
There he is. I was about to say. I'm about to, I was asking you a question earlier, but you wasn't even on the line to hear it or answer the question.
She said that she commented on something, and then another girl commented, and then another girl commented. What's up with that, bro?
Yeah, we gotta talk about that, Mr. Looney Tunes. But let's take a caller and see what's up with them. Because like I said, we talking about everything. This is a late night show for Philly Shine Radio. 407-485, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Miss Lovely Black, and I'm calling out of Atlanta.
What's good? Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just seen the tweet, so I said, let me call in and check out your show and see what's going on over here.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, tonight is a Twitter late night show with my special guest, Looney Tunes. Now, are you following Honest Fire or Looney Tunes or Demel? Who are you following on Twitter?
I'm actually, I know the CEO, I know your CEO, Jamal.
Demel,
and I just started
yeah.
following Looney Tunes, so I'm waiting on him to follow back. I'm porn star Miss Lovely Black.
Shout out your Twitter, please, because we will definitely follow you. I think Demel
yeah.
was talking about you.
Yeah, I'm at Miss Lovely Black, MizzLuvliBlack.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling because, yeah, tonight's topic was sex toys. So, you know, having a porn star in the building would definitely help out with talking about sex toys.
Wow, okay, well, I'm going to listen in, and if I have anything to chime in on, then I'll say, I'll speak up.
No, the topic of the night, Ms. Lovely Blake, is what's your favorite sex toy?
Oh, wow, really? To be honest, I have like 15 toys, and I like them all. As long as they vibrate, then I'm cool. But yeah.
Well,
I like variety.
I like how you acting shy. You know what they say about the shy ones. She wants to sit back and just wait to let it out. So we gonna chill. We keep your line open, Miss Lovely Blake. Maybe I'll have a show where we just talk to you and get to know you some more, because we definitely do that.
Definitely.
That's what our nickname is.
What?
The girl with the golden booty.
Who has a girl with a golden booty?
Who is this?
That's Demel.
Oh, that's Demel. He is so crazy.
Well, Demel. Demel definitely goes in or whatever.
I was by her. I was so nice. I was just like, oh, my gosh, just laughing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
he was saying that he saw your picture and he was just laughing. And he said something you tweeted.
Yeah, he's trying to say about we were both guest judges at an open mic last week. And he was bothering me, and I was trying to be good, and yeah.
Oh, you have the blonde hair?
Yeah, I'm the one with the blonde hair.
Okay, I got you. No, I'm looking at your Twitter now.
Yeah.
I just followed you. Okay, big fat girl. I'm on that team too. Shout out to
I
just followed her. I want to get a chance to talk to you another time. Definitely show love. Looney Tunes, back to you, Mr. special guest on the line.
Nope, I do not own any dolphins. I do not own any rabbits.
You don't have to. You know what? For real, I want the guys to not be on no fraud shit, because my homie earlier on Twitter was like, on Facebook, he was like, his sex toy is the stripper. You know what I mean? He paid to play with them. You know, those are his toys. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some type of toy. Shout out to my homeboy Dillinger. You call back in. Nigga, I need some more of your music. Send me some of your music. I'm going to show love to Dillinger also, too. But back to you, Lindsay. I was saying, like I said, I remember one time I had you on the line, and we were talking about groupies and stuff like that. I think that's when you was going around singing Powerful Draws and stuff like that, and we were talking about that or whatever. But I wanted to ask, like, since your past year, like, you've been working so hard and meeting so many new people, has the groupies escalated? Like, would you say they've, you know what I mean, grown in numbers? Because I noticed earlier on Facebook when I comment on your picture, it was like all these other comments, and I just seemed like it was subliminal marks coming at me. I'm like, what the fuck?
No groupies. They just fans, you know.
No juicy.
Well, he answered that right.
Mhm. Yeah. You know, he tries to act like he's such a good guy. You know what I mean? Like he's being good as black. But you and I already know. Demel Glass is snitching on his whole situation. So let me redirect my question to Demel. Demel, how have you enjoyed Looney Tunes groupies?
Well, I haven't had a chance to enjoy his groupies because, you know, I've been looking at the
Yeah,
video.
That just sound all wrong right there.
Yeah, I know, right? He's caught up in a lie, like, groupies were not in the house by the time you came here, so I don't understand.
There's a lot of questions.
His video tells a lot from every time he's in the club or whatever, I mean. niggas lie. So, it's cool. We will
get it popping. Back to the final. Well, stuff, you know on mean? A female standpoint, like, I know it's funny to me because, I mean, he's being humble about the situation. But from a female standpoint, with me doing the stuff that I do, and I'm not even, you know, I'm not where I want to be at here in Atlanta as far as, you know, my category or networking wise. And with the people that I do deal with, you know, I have male groupies, so I know, you know, if he's doing anything, you know, his name
he
is on
groupies,
anything,
right?
He got groupies, you know, so. Yeah,
how do
you
do? Now, now, even me being a female rapper with a big butt, it's hard to deal with groupies because somebody would be like, oh, I see your pictures, I love you, or my number's public, I get calls, I get dick pics and stuff like that. Shit drives me nuts. How do you, as a female porn star, deal with your groupies?
Well, they come in all different angles. The male ones, you know, they'll really just slip out in public and, you know, you smile and say, you know, hey, and take a picture. And then, you know, you have the cyber groupies, which they just won't go away, so you have to learn to ignore them. Like, you have to, like, not take any of it personal and know that at any given point you can't get too close to anybody because they may be mentally off, which I have a couple of those right now. But you just kind of ignore them. You have to learn how to ignore people. And that's the only way that you're going to make it anywhere, you know, having any type of name, is being able to ignore, you know, the negativity. You know, you have negative groupies, you have positive groupies,
mm-hmm.
but all in all, it's just really ignoring people and staying focused.
Yeah, I told y'all how I treat my groupies. I'd be like, I got a ticket to sell to my next show. Tune in to Philly Shine Radio. Yeah, you got to switch it around. I actually turned them into fans. Even though Looney Tunes might have said, oh, he just fans, I turned them into fans. I want, you know what I mean, that fun fan friendship, not so much some dick. I ain't looking for dick.
Exactly, because men feel like women, that's all they want is dick. Regardless of what it is that they do, they want to, you know, woo you and they want to give you dick. And, like, that's the last thing in the world that I want. Give me anything but dick. Like,
yo, definitely. I'm going to quote that. Give me anything but dick.
If you can't offer me anything other than dick, then we have nothing to talk about. So, you know, I kind of go in on Twitter about that a lot. And you know, you wonder, like, you know, how can you have someone that's, you know, climbing up the ladder of success, you know, that got her own everything, you know, that's, you know, making moves, but is still single. But, you know, mm-hmm. for most people, for most women, once we start to elevate and we start making a name for ourselves, a lot of us are single at that point going forward because everybody want to offer you dick and everybody want to play games and you have to kind of be more aware once
Shit.
You're elevated in social status.
Shit. What? Fuck that. I ain't worried about that. What'd you say?
What you think about that, Looney Tunes?
What, women being single because they more successful? I don't think Looney Tunes would be as afraid of a successful woman. His wife won't be making just as much money as he is. Right, Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jamal, I don't know if it's me, but it just sounds like, you know, she'll speak and he'll be like, yep, that must be your boyfriend. Like,
oh, no. Something like that. You could say, me and Looney Tunes, something like that. You know, Looney Tunes, what are we?
Wow.
He's mine. That's Looney Tunes' mind, and I'm his. That's pretty much it. That's how we do it. You know what I mean? That's how we do things. That's mine, and I'm his. He in ATL, I'm in Philly. You know what I mean? We hold it down. That's called unity. You know what I mean? We united. But no, it ain't nothing like that. He is being good on my show, though. I've heard Looney Tunes have the show cutting up, so I'm going to run the tape back on the next show. The next episode of Felicia, I'm going to have some audio of you cutting up. You acting a fool. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play some of his music. And shout out to everybody tuning in. If you want to join the show, you write a comment about sex toys, anything, Twitter After Dark, whatever. Just press the 1. You call the shoot to the top. I'll open up your mic, and we go in and talk. Dillinger,
so Looney Tunes, do you mind your girl having sex toys since you don't like them?
See, I don't have a girl, so.
If you had a girl.
If I had a girl, probably not.
Yeah, you why? Why not? Yo, I ain't even gonna lie though. I ain't even gonna lie. One time, because I throw parties, and sometimes we have Lady J with her toys, and she will always give me like a free dildo, like whether if I use it or not, like I would just have them. And you know what I mean? I think it was in the kitchen drawer or whatever. My dude looked at it and was like, what the fuck is this?
Kitchen drawer.
I think I was in a secret drawer,
huh?
No, it was just I had it in the kitchen showing my girlfriend, and I just put it in the drawer. Like, I don't care. Like, let me just have to throw it away later. Cause
he done ran into the dolphin and the rabbit at the same time.
I told you, the dolphin and the rabbit is the same thing.
They
are great. Yeah, they are awesome. The bullet with the rabbit over it, all that.
Just
like, yeah,
great.
They're great. I got all of those in my.
Like she said, she's on 16
of
them.
20 of them out. Playing any, mini, mighty, mo.
Well, you know what? Y'all, if y'all want to play with yourself to this song, y'all definitely can. This is my boy Looney Tunes, Act a Fool, so sexy. Check out the flow, this shit flows.
Yeah. Hey, man, pull up, man. LC1. Hey, tell it where you send me about 50 bottles with the frog. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped it by two. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rested assholes, we don't want that. Dime piece, clap.
fast and fine girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grub. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. See a lot of hoes jockeying in this bitch. Everybody rep their hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes, Act a Fool. That's my shit. Act a Fool in this bitch. Also, shout out to my Twitter homie, Fats, F-A-T-Z Poe. He said he can't get over this girl. He loved her to death. Blah, blah, blah. I told him to call in. Invent, you know what I'm saying? The best way to sometimes get over a person, you got to sometimes let it all out after you tried everything else. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in trying to, you know what I mean, mend a relationship, because before you go out and try to meet somebody new, you know what I'm saying, maybe you might try to fix, you know what I mean, fix what you got or whatever. We have somebody else who pressed the one during our music break, so I'm going to definitely show some love. Maybe somebody else in the X Squad. 678-887, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, this lady AJ. I'm calling from Atlanta. Got to give shout out to my boy Looney Tunes in this mail.
Definitely. That's what's up. I knew it. That's what's up. Thank you so much for tuning in the show. I seen that you were listening for a while, too.
Yeah, I've been listening. I just got a question. You know, I've been a Looney Tunes fan for a minute. And I want to know how you got to play one song if you're talking about sex toys.
You said what?
There's a song you have to play by Looney Tunes to be having a show talking about sex toys.
Oh, what song is that?
That's got to be Powerful Jaws, because if you got Powerful Jaws, it's not going to matter if your man see your sex toy. It's not going to matter if you play with it around him. If you got Powerful Jaws, then he's going to be satisfied regardless.
I know that's right. That's what I said earlier. Didn't I say that? I don't have these rabbits, these bullets. They all foreign to me, because I just have a big, juicy pussy. You got powerful pussy, draws, whatever. Right. You don't need no toy. I like you. That's what's up. AJ, definitely that's what's up. Thanks for saying that. Looney Tunes, you have something to comment? You know, one of your fans speaking up.
Yeah, shout out to them dolphins that be running a relationship.
Definitely thank
you. Yeah, nigga, I don't need you no more, nigga. I got my dolphin, nigga.
I'm not saying
I mean, I'm looking
to be an addition.
Yes, to yeah,
a sex life. You
are right. Who said that? Did you say that, Ms. Blaine?
No, that was Lady AJ.
Lady AJ. So you said the toys are just an addition.
Right. I'm not saying it's a substitute, because there's nothing like the real thing. But when you want to add a little icing, you know.
And you add a little spice to it, yeah.
Right.
You got to keep it spicy, especially if it's not spicy. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never forget the day I found out how powerful love is. But when you really love a person, you don't need anything else. I swear, like, everything's wet. The guy's all hard. You know what I mean? That's all you need. You need her wet and him hard. That's the best sex toy in the world. But I'm a
make it squirt.
Which is to make it squirt. You make it squirt.
I don't think sex toys is a replacement or, you know, it's just a self-stimulant. Like, women think about sex more than one time a day. Women might want their G-spot touched more than one time a day. If your man ain't around, then you got your sex toys. If you don't have a man, you got sex toys. It's not there to, you know, ruin relationships. So it don't matter how good your poom-poom is. You know what I'm saying? You still need a sex toy.
Looney Tunes the one that said dolphins ruin relationships. That is Looney Tunes who said that. I don't believe that either. But I'm a,
if a dolphin ruins a relationship, that means it wasn't really nothing there in first.
Yeah, it wasn't. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. And being the self-centered person that I am, I could probably meditate and make myself come. Like, you know what I mean? That's how
I need to high-five you through the phone like that.
I'm into me. Like, I'll be like, come, and it just comes. Well, I'm sensitive.
Sometimes
so.
You don't have time for all of that. You can just turn it on, let it vibrate, you know, 2 minutes max, and you woo-saw it, and you're ready to wash it off and keep going about your day. You know, and just,
Black,
you know, sometimes
Black,
it's just
wow.
Get it and go.
No. No, Black, you gonna feel me, chill with us. I'm gonna take a caller from my area, shout out to the 215 in the building. It's a couple of y'all on the line. I think that's Dollar the Boss on the line too. But we got a 215-791. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This was good, Cino.
Yo, what's up, Cino baby?
And I'm chilling, listening.
You said what? You listening in on the line? Well, yeah.
Yeah, just listening.
This is a talented artist from up in Philly, the Philly area, _SINO_. I'm chilling on the line. I got Looney Tunes, got CEO Demel, Miss AJ, Lady AJ. Lady AJ, what do you do?
I do promotions, marketing, graphic design, whatever you need. What you need, then I can't do it. I can connect you with somebody who.
Let me get my number right now.
Facebook.com/LadyAJHotBlock or Facebook.com/AJENTServices.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter @LadyAJHotBlock.
LadyAJ.
Yep.
BLOCK.
HOTBLOCK.
Got you.
Lady AJ is Atlanta?
Yes.
Yes.
I said, what's up to you? Oh, you tried to act funny with your Beat Judge sweatshirt the other day.
Oh, whatever. Don't get mad. You know I got a red Beat
Judge. Well, here we got Lady AJ on the line. We also got Miss Lovely Blake, you know what I mean? Doing her big stuff on Twitter. Yeah.
You can ask Lady AJ about Looney Tunes groupies.
Oh yeah, because Looney Tunes act like he don't have groupies.
Looney Tunes be acting. You know, that's one thing though. I have noticed that Looney Tunes is a humble person, and they just go throw it out there. But he got his share of groupies.
Oh, okay. Looney Tunes, a humble person. Oh, heart Looney Tunes. I just shouted you out, Dollar the Boss.
I got a question. We've been talking about the dolphin and the rabbit, and those are toys for the females. We have a few men on the phone, and how do you feel about the cock ring?
Yeah.
They
have
toys for men.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we
got
cock ring. Look at you got quiet. These niggas, these cock rings don't want colors. Maybe AJ don't want colors.
What? Yeah, cock rings.
lady do, Lady AJ? Because this one guy,
say that again?
He had, what does a cock ring do? Because this one guy actually had one on, and I think I was like 19, and I just ran out the room. I didn't know what the fuck it was, you know. I was like, look, nigga,
well, as far,
I don't do that.
I have a, as far as from the male perspective, I heard that it helps them stay hard if necessary, or if they have no problem in that area, like a vibrating cock ring, it just induces the pleasure for both people.
A vibrating
well,
cock
it goes down. It goes down. It goes down to the bottom. It goes down to the bottom of the shaft. I'm gonna say it politically correct.
I'm not gonna be alive.
It goes down to the bottom of the shaft, and it has a vibrating bullet, and it vibrates for both parties to a vibration.
Now, I don't want to sound ungrateful. I don't want to sound ungrateful. I'm going to say that before I say this, but I don't find any pleasure in the vibration. Like, vibration does nothing for me. Like, what?
Ain't nothing wrong.
I mean, different people have different sensations. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but I feel cheated though too, and I'm gonna say that I feel cheated because I should get all the good sensations. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just playing. I'm a bit of a baby.
I want my music in the Dolphin. So when the bass hit,
oh, see, Looney Tunes, we got to manufacture them joints. I'm sure we could sell them at the concert. Like, ladies, and you got to do a mold too. See, guys do that.
They're gonna call it the Looney Dolphin, huh?
You know what? I'm gonna ask my new caller that question because that's about to be my new topic question. Since all these fellas fuck with me or love me or whatever. Dollar the Boss, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome back, honey.
What's good? I'm right here. What's poppin'? What's up?
And I've been shouting you out like crazy, especially that awesome appearance that you did at Diamond Spotlight on Sunday. I went ham on you on my show earlier. So welcome to the show, and y'all follow him on Twitter at Dollar D-A Boss. Definitely doing his thing. Shout out to you. And
yeah,
I also played the song
test.
Combo earlier. Huh?
You heard that? I've been sent you that.
Yeah,
like
I know. You gotta send me some more shit. Send me some more shit. All right. But no, new topic. Since we're talking about sex toys and a guy that can like, oh, I don't have one, blah, blah, blah. Would you make one? Would you mold your dick to sell it as a sex toy? Dollar the Boss.
Wow.
That's why I call it. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Yo, it's too small.
I don't think I'll put myself on the market like that.
I would.
You said you would, Jamal?
Yeah, because, you know, that's pleasure in a woman, and just to have my name up in them, and they just bought it. Yeah. Retail King Kitty.
No, I don't think I would. Not me. That ain't that type.
It wouldn't be my name, but I call it something that I call it the arouser or the, you know, to make it feel like, cloak your eyes or something where, you know, it'd be a picture of me, and it'd have all the things around that they could use called the arouser, and, hey, do what you do. If you pay, I eat.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a whole nother topic right there.
Yeah, Lady J.
If you pay,
Lady AJ. They just took it somewhere else. Because, like, you know, sometimes, you know, and then I think about it, I know some people who would definitely probably make a lot of money off of making molds, or they did, you know what I mean? What about you, Dillinger? Would you, if a girl like, yo, I know a place is right downtown on the fifth floor, you go holler at Brother Man. you right on up. Would you get a mold of your stuff? Wait a minute, I got your mic open. Rob, can you hear me?
Say that one more time.
I said, would you get a mold? Would you make yourself a sex toy? You know what I mean? Would you get it molded and manufactured and sell it on eBay or whatever?
You mean like all right. It's funny you say that because me and my homies, when we blow L's and shit, I like to make people laugh. So I was telling niggas, like, we blew a whole facial with some sour. And I was like, yo, these chicks is really acting out of pocket. Yo, you know what they need to come out with? They need to come out with pussy in a can. Like, if they come out with pussy in a can, like, they need that. And then, like, with the chicks that's all extra hosta ditty, whatever, we need coochie coupons. Like, that's what niggas need to come out with. Coochie coupons, like. I mean, that shit might save lives. 20% off. You know what I mean? Niggas will wait till Black Friday and stock up on some coochie.
You're crazy, you know, yo.
I'm just saying. And real quick, honest, for all them niggas who say they don't eat the box, something wrong with them. I eat the box safely. There's nothing wrong with it. This shit is natural.
Yes, so yeah.
Them
shout
niggas
out to
be
the
fraud.
Niggas stop fraud, and you know what I'm saying? Niggas stop fraud. And shout out to my homie on Twitter, G's. I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to spell it. G-E-E-S-D, sneak underscore head, for listening in to Philly Shine Radio. And I know my voice is sexy. I'm making it even sexier for you. Thank you so much for following me on Twitter. Say no.
Yo, I see. I'm loving your lineup tonight, too. You had a lot of sexy chicks that came through it. Like, I was loving the voices. I couldn't really see the faces, but I was loving the voices. Like, why?
Well, get on Twitter because we definitely got everybody out. And shout out to Yachty Pink Florida. Definitely called in earlier in the show. Show so much love, especially to you, Looney Tunes. We got to show you Looney Tunes some love. And some more people on the line, too. And a lot of people from X Squad, I'm sure, listening in and chilling with us. And we also got my boy Sino still listening in. You know what I'm saying? We miss your handsome face. You can tell your face to nigga, Sino. You be like, nigga, you ugly. Buy my face, nigga. Clap it on. It was a Mission Impossible shit. Like, you want to be cute? Here you go. Debbie, bigger. But while we got my boy Dylan on the line, I might as well go in, and we're going to play some music from him and my girl Mischief. You listening in? I mean, you know, Mischief, I'm going to open up a mic because you was listening for a while. T48, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? 248-346.
Oh yeah, what's good? How you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Oh man, it's Jay Carpe. What's good?
Oh hey, what's up with you? You diva ass motherfucker. Welcome to the show. I got to show you some love, too. I want to thank you for coming out to Diamond Spotlight that time you did. You know what I'm saying? Showing love from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all about the business, man. You know, I was picking out your car, man. Y'all going in tonight.
Yes. We go in every night. Glad you got the experience. But chill with this. I'm going to ask you the topic question, too. We're going to sit and talk to the super producer, Looney Tunes. Of course, I'm going to play that Go Harder track again. And Lady AJ, I'm going to get Powerful Girls on the line. Because she definitely, you know, we already know. This is my girl.
CMS City
I'm headed to the club and I'm already lit. Niggas blowing up my jack, but some niggas gon' wait. I've been rolling up the Tommy, niggas show my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. time. Take my picture, go on, get my good sign. Flexing like everywhere, I think I like this two times. Haters gonna hate, I'm juggling up their two signs. Bitches say they next, well, shit, it must be two lines. I keep it duggy, change up my appearance, and I never like the same. Bitches lean on interference on my job all the time. Get a pic while I shine, I'm a star from the sky. Get the shape or get blind, it's a cold day, so you gotta live for the moment. If you know that you the shit, baby girl, you better own it. All these cameras gonna be flashing, all these haters gonna hate. But I don't give a fuck, cause it's all about me. See, I'm headed to the club and I'm already late. Niggas blowing at my jet, but them niggas gon' wait. I'll be rolling up the Tommy, niggas show my shit is straight. So when I jump up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait,
take a picture, nigga, shorty, take a picture with me. If you ain't heard, I'm the flyest nigga in the city. Them 4 pounds full of hollers and I keep them with me. I'm getting dirty money, baby, mama, my name ain't Diddy. Dick me, 187 is the street committee. Forever we keep it gritty, Seaman City rolling with me. Club night, so you know I got the models with me. But don't trip, mischief, still mobbing with me. Whoa, you way ahead of your life, I can't front. I'm in love with celebrity life, and that's the reason why your baby mom hit the pipe. So either that, or I'm giving a pipe, hit it right. Cause, what's my name? Tell them what it be's like. Tell them who I be's with, and tell them what I eat like. See, I'm living a dream, yeah, this a dream life. That's the power, I got my pick on the screen, right?
See, I'm headed to the club, and I'm already late. Niggas blowing at my jet, but them niggas gon' wait. I'll be rolling up the Tommy, niggas show my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait. Yes, I'm glamorous, pulled out the camera. Got my whole squad in the acting like animals. Middle fingers in the flick, niggas grabbing on these dicks. Bitches grabbing on these tits, swear we got a kind of mix. Get my good side, not that it's a bad one. I just like the people here with never like flash in the edge of party at my house. Yeah, that's getting cracking. We all grown, baby, so you know it's about to happen. We got dudes here getting it on and they leaving, they don't fuck 6 in the morning. We kick them out when we laugh and shit happen. He tried to call my number, but I changed it, he's a has-been. Past tense, I don't fucking know you. Niggas do the same, so I'm just giving you the cold shoulder. Yeah, it's fucked up, you thinking I'm a bitch? Just about a minute ago,
you was all up on my dick.
I'm headed to the club and I'm already late. Niggas blowing up my jack, but them niggas gon' wait. I'm rolling up the Tommy, making sure my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait.
Take my picture, go on, get my good side. Shout out to Dillinger and my girl Mischief. They performed that joint in my Diamond Spotlight United Edition. And I have to go in and say again, and I probably say it on like every show that I do, Dollar the Boss made a grand entrance. I appreciate the footage, the pictures, the video. Definitely a hot interest. I don't know anybody who did that. It was just like so thorough. Shout out again to you, Dollar the Boss, my nigga. But we chilling on the line. Got my special guest, Mooney Tunes in the building. Just had some music for my boy, Dillinger. Dillinger, I know you got some more music for me. You gotta send that shit to me, all right?
Listen, I'll send you a track right now.
Don't mean I'm gonna play it now, but you can send it to me. Definitely, I got you on Thursday's show. You know what I mean? And if anybody, public service announcement, because I don't like to embarrass people, and I hope to never have to embarrass anybody again. I think we've only had like 6 shout-outs, people calling for shout-outs 6 times in the 3 years. Philly Shine has been on here. I don't do requests. You know what I mean? I mean, we had 6 calls for requests. I don't do requests. If you have people who want to call in the show, let them call in and do shout-outs. They can shout you out. But don't do requests, because then it's like our birthday bubble, because they're like, I'm calling, I want a request. I'll do the request. But I do show love to my people whose music I have, you know what I mean? I will sponsor artists, so hit me up, you know what I mean? You're on your grind, I definitely will play your music on Philly Shine. Maybe that should be like the tagline. Nah, that's too corny. We won't get a better one. But shout-out to you, Jay Carpe, for calling in on the show. Definitely you made your mark on Philly. Everybody who got your business card definitely came to me, asked me, which is Guy Official. So I told a lot of people to call you because I'm like, shit, if a person is willing to meet everybody in a room, that type of motherfucker is official and you really want to go someplace, because to me, that's where why I'm in the position that I am now, because I went into a room of people and I just wanted to meet everybody, pass out flyers, cards, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to applaud you for your presence.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm gonna start late.
Yeah, I'm gonna be back out there real soon, man. And Looney Tunes, yeah, I had my man CEO send you up a track, man. I got more hot music on the way, coming your way too. And I'll be back out to Philly with Gilly the Kid in a couple months. You know, I'm just staying working, man. I got to stay connected to everybody that's showing me love. I appreciate you, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know, that's right. That's what's up. Now, my topic question for the guy has changed from what's your favorite sex toy? And I got you, Miss Little Black Ass, because your name for me. Miss Little Black Ass. I got your line back open. But I was starting asking the guys, would you make a sex toy out of your stuff, out of your joystick, out of your man sausage? Would you?
You know what? Hey, Anna.
Yes.
You know what? If I had to make a sex toy in my dick, I think that would be my partner gift for when I break up with all the chicks. Like, where I break up with.
CDs, you and DJ Freak Nasty, that pass out.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Send it up here. And I also want to make an announcement. It's a little pre-announcement, but I was talking to my homegirl, Mischief, and the CEO at Cement City. I'm hosting my first mixtape for Mischief, you know what I mean? Follow her on Twitter, Mischief85. And you know what I mean? Basically, what I really want to do, I want to just have a chance to just show off some real great talent and probably put a DJ at the beginning of my name, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, you know what I mean? I want to just do a little DJ. I'm going to do a little mixing. And, of course, I'm going to use my people to help me out, make sure they're doing mix and sounding right. But I just want to give you a little pre-announcement. I'm working hard and also going to be shooting a couple videos myself, a few collaborations I did. One with my brother, L.A. Brown, and Vic Barnes to this song that we have. And also with me and four other girls, we just went in on this track produced by Prez Loops. Shout out to EA All Day, Back to Basics, World Rap TV, Lady Phoenix, Working Hard, 808, Doing Your Goddamn Thing. It's a track with me, Tiff Line, the hot Chalk. I love her. Shout out to Miss Caddy and B Dot Holler. You can follow B Dot Sky Dot Fly. She's definitely crazy, a real hot, you know what I mean, song. And we already do the photo shoot and the video coming soon. So just want to let y'all know I'm working, and I'm gonna start getting all my collaborations and my features knocked off. You know what I mean? We gonna check them off. For 2012, I'm going harder this year.
Yeah.
And then also, I did check out Looney Tunes. I checked out on YouTube how you put up making a go harder track or whatever. You know what I mean? We got to get some update on that song. I know we just talked last week, and I seen you guys shouting out on Twitter, you doing this, you doing that. And then here you go, Future, right on Willow Stinson Park, performing the song. I was blown away. You know, I told you, I started Twittering. I was just excited. I'm like, oh, my goodness, the song. But what else has happened for you in this past week with that song and the popularity that it's getting?
I can answer that.
Yeah, you answer it, Mr. Manager.
What happens is, like, more people is getting at them, sending them all different things, like in his email. You know, he's in a lot of meetings. You know what I mean? It just, you know, sometimes it gets just what he wants. It get better. You know, the clothing line, Beat Judge, is, you know, he started with LT1, but now it's Beat Judge. And, you know, you can buy that clothing, follow him on Facebook, and you'll see the different colors. We got every color that you can have.
Now later, we got it.
If you want to look like you're a Eagles fan, we got you. You know
okay.
If you're a cowgirl, we got no colors.
We don't fucking talk about them on this show. You ever do this shit again, Jamel?
Oh, my bad. But, you know, we got everything, you know what I'm saying? So as the music grows, the clothes grow, and the culture grow.
Definitely. Yeah, like I was saying, Looney Tunes, why you ignoring me? I do appreciate other people, you know what I mean, mentioning your songs, you know what I mean? I'm so proud. It's like, you know, you know how it is when your close friends get that extra attention, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's me too, you know what I mean? Like, I know that nigga, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, okay, I know that song. So I've been real hyped this week just like hearing the song, and I definitely did call and request it on Power 99, you know what I mean, FM. Everybody, that's where you take your request to, the FM station, not Philly Shine Radio. I'm going to play that shit already. But you take and you guys go Like I said earlier on the show, y'all can request it on satellite shows. Everybody's internet radio show has it. FM stations have it. Everybody want it. You know what I mean? Show them some love. And just like my homie, Shakur Green, said earlier, the producer has to get paid too. So, you know what I mean? Looney Tunes got to get paid. Buy, download that shit, buy it, request it. You know what I mean?
I told
you know
that thing.
Uh-huh.
So now he's in control. So every time if they want to take you to an NBA video game, they got to call him and make sure he has full access of decisions on anywhere that music goes.
Shout out to them
karaoke machines that picked up the song.
Oh, that's nice. But that song is so decent. Who wrote the hook? Did you write the hook or Future wrote it?
Nah, Future wrote the song. I just made the beat.
Oh, that's hot. That fucking hook is amazing.
That song's so crazy because I made that beat back in 2010, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That just tell you, like, any producer just can have a beat, just a hot beat, just sitting in a beat catalog, just sitting on their computer, just collecting the gigabyte dust. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I went to the studio for a good little 6-7 months ago, and I played them, a beat or whatever, and he dropped, like, 5 songs, and that was one of the songs we had dropped, or really 5 hooks, because he didn't finish the song. He just dropped like 5 hooks, and that was one of the hooks. And I'm just listening to the hook, like,
How was it working with Future? Because I've seen a couple of his interviews. He seemed like a real humble, like, rapper. He just seemed like he just loves being a rapper.
Nah, it was cool, like. He really a perfectionist. Like, yeah, a whole bunch of stuff going on at one time. Like, he was a lot of folks in and out, but he was just in his own. He don't write nothing down. You know what I'm saying? He off the top. He goes in. He's a hard worker too. So you know, it was a blessing. Definitely working with Future. Shout out to my homie Nat. You know what I'm saying? If Nat would have never brought me in, that wouldn't be no Go Harder. So, you know what I'm saying? My homie Nat, he believed in me, you know, and, you know, he called me in, and I just brought the heat. I came with it, so.
Okay, exactly. I appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. You know what I mean? I feel as though, like, you are definitely a professional, you know what I mean, when it comes to making beats. But your hooks, that's why I was saying, like, I like your hooks because you put, like, a melody, like a little harmony in all the hooks or whatever. Like, that's why I asked you, did you do that? Because I was going to say, like, how'd you get away from, you know what I mean, your normal melody or whatever. So that was his voice. You just auto-tuned it for the hooks.
Yeah, he, his engineer auto-tuned it.
Okay. Oh, you didn't record it. You just gave him the beat.
No,
you don't do engineering. You just produce.
Oh no, I do. I do. I mix all. That makes a master all my stuff. All that Acapulco. I did all that. I did that.
Oh. Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, that's me, but I can do it. But it's like, you know, he have his own little personal, you know, engineer that he, you know, I'm gonna use or whatever. But the song came out great. I love it. You know what I'm saying? The world love it. L.A.
Yeah.
Reid, that's Reid, one of L.A. Reid's favorite songs at the moment. So it's like,
Thanks.
You feel me?
Yes, I feel you. Well, we're going to show some love and play the song again. We played it on the beginning of the show. So y'all can check it out and see, you know, Dillinger, like, people, like, y'all my niggas, y'all listening now, and Sneak, I know that you're listening. And anybody else who's listening on Police Shine Radio, like I said, go in, buy it on iTunes, download it, request it at your local radio station, send out requests because my homeboy working hard. And this is a banging ass song. Y'all can fucking relate to it.
Hey,
go harder.
This is 2012 anthem. 2012 anthem, go harder.
Go harder.
3 band motto.
the future is now.
Going by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Our lifestyle. Drip, ask your
name. Adam and Lyle.
Tomorrow, I'm going to set up my robot so that it could just go on 24/7 all day Looney Tunes, because I just want everybody to just know, you know what I'm saying, and I know you. I'm like, I know that nigga. That's my nigga right there. Like, yes. So I'm going to start promoting you like crazy, going in and putting the shit in my robot, like I said, and going here, because there's a lot of great things going on, and I need to be promoting some real positive things along with what I'm doing, because I'm getting ready to do that for myself and a lot of people on my team and people who are just, like, coming into the team. I want to thank everybody who's supporting me, from DJ Big Philly to Big OC Diesel, Alima, you know what I mean, everybody seen the city, Hugh Dillinger, X-Squad DJ, Big Face Dummy, everybody at the fire department, like, we all getting ready to show the fuck off. It's going to be crazy. Like,